This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was doing great Sunday following surgery to fit a pacemaker as his hard-right government controversial judicial overhaul plan nears a key vote in parliament. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Jerusalem to oppose Netanyahu's proposal to curb the power of judges, which critics fear will undermine Israel's democracy, while lawmakers started discussing a major plank of the package. What started off as a relaxing holiday quickly turned into a nightmare for thousands of tourists on the Greek island of Rhodes. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Fanned by gale force winds, ferocious flames that raged in the wooded heartland of the island suddenly shifted to the island's southeast rim, burning at least three hotels and sending vacationers onto the streets, many of whom with just their swimsuits and flip-flops. So far, authorities have helped clear out more than 30,000 people. But with the fires still out of control for a sixth day, temperatures searing at 45 degrees Celsius and strong winds battering the ferocious flames, fears loom of more blazes to come. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said Sunday that Kyiv and Warsaw would always stand united after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko accused Poland of having territorial ambitions. Earlier Sunday, Putin and Lukashenko had suggested that Poland had ambitions to capture parts of western Ukraine for itself. The presence in Belarus of fighters from Russia's paramilitary Wagner force has led Poland to strengthen its border. This is VOA News. At least 80,000 people have been displaced in 3 months of intercommunal violence in a north-central Nigerian state, a local official said, as the army reinforced security to end the clashes. Since May, Plateau State has seen a surge of attacks among mostly Muslim nomadic herders and Christian farming communities in violence the local state government says has left around 300 people dead. The New Zealand women's soccer squad is safe after evacuating their Auckland hotel because of a fire, yet another security incident at the World Cup. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man is due to appear in Auckland's district court on charges of burglary and arson as police arrest him following several small fires at the hotel housing the national women's soccer team at the World Cup. After the evacuation, the New Zealand team confirms all players are safe and accounted for, but according to one of the defenders, some encountered smoke while evacuating. The fire incident is not the first security issue to affect this year's tournament, and it follows a fatal shooting near team hotels at the start of the event. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, in a box office race between the movies Barbie and Oppenheimer, there was one clear winner this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever.
Pink and plastic beat the A-bomb. Greta Gerwig's Barbie takes the top spot at the box office, raking in $155 million in domestic ticket sales, according to industry figures. It sets a new box office opening weekend record for a film directed by a woman. Oppenheimer had a huge opening, too, $80.5 million, putting it in second. Sound of Freedom is number three. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is in fourth place. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is number five. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
American golfer Brian Harman romped to a six-stroke victory in the British Open as he kept a high-caliber chasing pack at bay on the greatest day of his career at a rain-drenched Royal Liverpool on Sunday. The 36-year-old PGA Tour stalwart offered hope of a thrilling conclusion to the 151st championship for the Soak Galleries with some early jitters. But the steadfast left-hander proved elusive, calmly plodding his way to a final one-under round of 70 for a 13-under total of 271. The rest were left battling for second place with Spain's Jon Rahm, Austria's Sepp Straka, South Korea's Tom Kim, and Australian Jason Day tied at 7-under. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.